Family. It takes all forms. And not always the kind you'd expect.
A mischief of mice can be family if your real one hates you. And in some ways, a group of rodents is preferable to certain kinds of relatives.
Take, for instance, a father who lies to the king and claims his daughter can spin straw into gold. Gets her locked away in a prison cell until she can prove it.
My father, he has a bit of a big mouth, and he can get carried away.
Some people will do anything for money, but money can't buy everything, especially if you're a misshapen woods demon.
My face is disgusting. Come on, it's oozing. I'm oozing my face. Ugh, this black pus. I'm disgusting.
If you find yourself in that situation and you want a family, what exactly are your options?
Like I said, these people, you know, no one's going to let me have a baby, so people are scared of me, so I use that. Scare the woman, take her baby.
Two stories woven into one. From Black Forest Public Radio, it's The Grim Life, distributed by Howl FM. We are the Sisters Grimm. Today, Say My Name, how a halfling goes to extreme measures to adopt a child, leading to a bizarre extortion attempt.
Stay with us. A warning before we go any further in this episode, it does contain a lot of strong language.
But not any of these words, so if these are the ones that you're worried about, just cross those off your list.
Cunt.
Bugger.
Chode.
Flabby, flopping foreskin.
I'm out. If you would like to use a pseudonym, that's fine by us.
Mm-hmm. Anything that you feel comfortable with?
Call me Stilts.
Stilts? Stilts. Okay.
Yeah. Great. Mr. Stilts.
Yeah.
Thank you for speaking candidly with us today.
Thank you so much for having me here.
So we understand that you've been trying to legally adopt or had been trying to legally adopt a child for 5 decades?
I have, yes.
Five and a half?
About five and a half decades.
Five and a half decades.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a real battle with the system.
I'm bad with the paperwork. And, you know, I have to be clear to these people. I have to be real. And this kid's going to be doing a lot of work, you know, around the house. He's going to be helping me build a new house because I live in this little shack that's made of thatch, and the thatch is great, but it's, you know, sometimes it rains and like there's more than one hole in my thatch roof, and you know, I'll be in there stirring my broth and it's getting rained on. So I need this kid to be not a slave, but I'm certainly gonna raise him. I'll teach him to read so he can read instructions and whatnot. And yeah, so that's not a good thing to say to adoptive agencies.
Even orphanages?
Foundlings left by the side of the road.
I've showed up at dozens.
Fairy children.
Rejects.
I've snuck in and climbed the fence of dozens of orphanages and tried to steal babies.
And they refused to let you steal an unwanted baby?
You know, people are so frightened of people like us. And listen, I'm a halfling, but I still feel, you know, I'm an ogre, you know, and that's it. And
you're very small for an ogre.
You guys have kids?
No.
No kids? Oh, you should have one. They're great. I mean, I have them for like a day at a time, 6 hours maybe. Sometimes like no time at all, but I have to run immediately. But God, change your life, those little buggers. Oh, man. That's a special 2 hours when I have that kid. Oh, man. You know, we're on the run the whole time, so my adrenaline's high. But, you know, I usually end up back at the crib, stirring that broth, you know, making some soup.
Do you feed the broth to the stolen babies?
There's a donkey. I keep a donkey, and I nurse the babies on the donkey. It's a girl donkey, so she's got that udder.
Mr. Stilt's pursuit to adopt a child had gone to some desperate places. All hopes of having a child of his own seemed lost, until he found someone who was even more desperate than himself. A poor miller's daughter imprisoned by the king, who, by the way, is now the queen of the realm. More on that later.
Your honor.
It's actually your majesty for queens.
Okay.
I prefer your majesty.
Oh, okay. First of all, it's an honor, even though you are a majesty.
It's such an honor. We've never had any royalty.
Is that correct? A majesty?
Your majesty.
Because she is a majesty?
No, I think that she's majestic.
So it's you are majesty?
You can call me Dolores.
Thank you, your majesty Dolores.
You're welcome.
Please tell us in your own words how you became this majesty.
Well, my life wasn't always so majestic. You know, I was like baking some bread like I do. his Miller's daughter, and I was all of a sudden imprisoned by a king.
Did you find out why?
Well, my father mentioned to the king that I have a special skill of spinning straw into gold. So the king naturally wanted to use me for those skills.
Wow, that's an impressive skill.
It would be an impressive skill if it were something that I was capable of doing. I'm not able to turn straw into gold. I admit it wasn't always the best relationship with my father. Me using all his flour, him losing it, me baking and eating bread all day.
Unsurprising hearing that the miller would try to get rid of her.
After all, a miller's main product is flour, the main ingredient in bread.
So it seems like a win-win. Either the king marries the daughter and she becomes queen and the miller becomes the queen's father, or gone is the lady that's eating all my flour.
It's not much of a conundrum, I guess, that he wanted to get rid of me.
You're lovely. I just want to say that we like you a lot.
We are like a loyal subjects.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You should try my pumpernickel.
So this poor, not yet majestic woman was locked up in a castle room until she could spin a bale of straw into gold. Dolores logically surmised that she would die in her prison until a magical, tiny ogre came to her rescue. Normally, just the sight of an ogre would send a human woman into a fit of screaming terror, but Dolores had met ogres before.
I briefly dated an ogre my freshman year at Tufts. We'd gone to Starbucks, we had some banana nut bread, he had pumpkin bread, and I liked him right off the bat. But at the end of the night, I went to kiss him, and he sort of exhaled a lot of air into my mouth all at once, and I couldn't breathe. He filled me up like a balloon blowing up with air, and I started floating up. And then after that, I never saw him again.
Ogres have magical skills, and lucky for Dolores, Mr. Stilts actually could spin straw into gold. In exchange, he asked Dolores for a trade. She could only offer him the necklace she was wearing. It was enough. In the morning, a delighted king discovered his newly spun gold and, instead of freeing Dolores, locked her up in an even bigger room. Same deal. Spin the straw into gold or die. She needed Mr. Stilts again.
So I made her give me something. Okay, she lives in a solid room with nothing there. It's just like pure concrete. So she had to craft me something.
She was a prisoner in that room.
Yeah, exactly. So she's in prison there. So she has no access. She's just making stuff out of spoons. It's funny, but you know, you gotta have a little tribute for the king over here, you know?
Mr. Stilts performed his miracle one more time in exchange for a simple ring Dolores had made. The next day, the king brought Dolores to an even bigger room filled to the rafters with straw. This time, he made her an offer. If Dolores could spin the straw into gold one last time, he would make her his queen. If she couldn't, she would be executed. Not exactly the romantic overture one hopes for.
So then, I go to her place and spin the straw. I go to her place, she doesn't have anything. She doesn't have anything for me, so I just, you know.
At this point, Mr. Stilts made Dolores an offer. He'd spin the straw into gold if Dolores would give him her firstborn child. Dolores, left with no other option, agreed to the offer and a curse was generated.
Within her first year of marriage to the king, Dolores had a baby boy named Prince Friedrich. It wasn't long before Mr. Stilts returned, and he was insistent. The boy would be his, he said, unless Dolores could guess his name in 3 days. The little imp returned home, dancing happily, feeling safe that no one would ever guess his name. Not in 3 days. Not in 300 years.
I go back into the deep black forest and I'm skipping la-di-da, fiddle-dee-dee, because, you know, that's what I do, man. I'm like psyched to be back at home sometimes, you know. I got a nice, you know, ham log on the fire and everything's going to be great. And I'm stirring my broth and it's gonna be a good night. So I go back, I'm like, sticky-biddly-dip, my name is, I'm so happy and gleeful.
Tomorrow, 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 I'll go to the king's house, nobody knows my name.
My name is, yeah, my name, Stilts, right? But the whole thing, right? And she hears it, okay? And she knows that that's the secret code to open up the curse that I put on. You know this curse. Everybody knows about this.
Oh, yeah, the one that the guy put on the queen. Yeah, I heard about that.
She hears my name. She goes, "Your name's Ryan." Can you bleep that out? Actually, I just really want to make sure you bleep that out. Can you bleep that out?
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
okay, cool. No. Let's keep going, but like, I just want to make sure you bleep that out.
Well, we bleeped it out, but...
Rumpelstiltskin. That's his name. Everyone should know it.
So would you say that it was maybe some sort of part of your subconscious that had a more moral element that knew that what you were doing was wrong, that made you say your name out loud when you knew that this woman was looking for you?
Right. Mm. Wow. Wow. Let that sink in. Mm. Yeah. Yes. Affirmative. Yes. Definitely. Are you a shrink or what? Because
no, but I've been to a lot of shrinks.
I want to see you every week, you guys.
You must have been ecstatic to think that you would finally have your own little baby worker.
But you must have felt pretty desperate in this situation. That you've been rejected for 55 years over and over and over again.
Was I desperate? Yes. Yes. I mean, I'm 130, like I said. I mean, I'm not too old, but I'm getting up there. I wake up in the morning, pop, pop, snap, crackle, pop. My joints are making noise. I stir my brew. I play my lute for a little bit, practice that. And then I have not bathed. Do you guys smell me? My life is hell. And I have to do all this backbreaking labor. These obelisks and giant tree trunk size little wedges that I make for my thatched, you put the thatch on top. This little domicile I have. It's a little tiny, spooky little thing that you scare the shit. I was like, I want this to scare people shitless, and it does.
Were you scared of him?
No, but I fainted anyway.
You fainted?
I wanted to know more about him, so I followed him back into the woods. I got within 2 yards of his broth, though, and it knocked me right out.
Rumpelstiltskin found Dolores unconscious outside his thatch roof hut, far away from the royal castle, her home. The ogre wasn't suspicious of her yet. Instead, he came up with a plan to make her his ogre bride.
This lady, I'm not going to be able to get her in a thatched hut. She's not going to enjoy my brew that I'm freaking stirring all day for. Okay, I got a fire going, but she's used to fancy things, even though she's been in prison. But, you know, she's going to wake up and see this face. Blah, 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 blah. She wakes up in the morning.
Well, I was pretty sure he was going to kill me at that point, but...
I've covered my house with rose petals. Okay? Big romantic move. Right? I get down on a knee, because that's what you do. Will you marry me? And this bitch says, no! All right? Which I expect.
You propose to the king's wife.
The king's wife, the queen. You can just say the queen. It's a lot more dignified and respectful to the woman.
The woman you called a bitch.
She's a bitch. Okay?
Okay,
she's not a nice person. I know, it's just a safe space. It's safe. But listen, some people are some things, and she's a bitch. All right? So sometimes you gotta say the freaking word, okay?
It's sad how people lash out when they get rejected.
So I poison one chalice, right? I have a chalice, I poison it very blatantly so she can see, and then I take another chalice. I switch it back and forth. And then I end up drinking the poison. She's so smart. She switches it. She's a smart bitch.
So he tries to trick you again by mixing some poison and putting it in one cup and not in the other and making you figure out which one it is?
I think maybe the ogre must have had poor vision because he didn't seem to realize the cups were different colors. Also, one of the cups had steam coming out of it.
Classic poison sign.
The queen may have broken the curse and saved Prince Friedrich.
Yes, yes. Friedrich Friedrichsen is safe in my arms. He's a quiet boy. He's not spoken yet, and he's 4 years old, and I'm just hoping he's okay.
Does he enjoy bread?
I have tried to feed it to him many times, and he seems to have some sort of gluten allergy where he won't eat it. Frankly, It's troubling. Friedrich's really cut into my time. I haven't made bagels in months.
But Rumpelstiltskin continues to yearn for a child. He finds vulnerable women, does impossible chores for them, then asks for their babies. It's a troubling pattern.
I don't know what else to do, I would say. Like, put an ad on Grimm's List? Put an ad on Grimm's List or something?
Extortion comes to mind when one says, I will save your life in the event that you give me something I want.
Yeah, listen, you called me, okay? You called me. Quit needling, all right? Is this one of those surprise interviews where you're going to be like, we got pictures of you?
Well, we do.
Stealing
actually.
A kid.
We do have pictures of you.
Do you want to describe them? Because this is radio.
I had similar complaints from women in my realm, so I had the town painter follow him around.
Such leadership, such majesty.
There's pictures of him staring longingly into a schoolyard, driving a white caravan and passing out apples to hungry orphans, carrying a pile of babies in a giant fishing net.
You guys PIing me? What the hell is going on?
We're journalizing.
Ooh, yeah,
you.
It's a journalist.
Oh, this is one of those staircase things. I've seen that movie.
In your hut.
I've seen The Jinx. Yeah, I watch TV. So what? I'm binging all the time, baby. Ray Donovan.
There have just been several instances of you coming to
Roadies.
A desperate woman.
He continued to name streaming cable shows he'd watched in his hut recently.
The Nick.
True Detective Season 2.
Vinyl. Enlightened.
The Path. Bloodline.
Luther.
The Leftovers. Better Call Saul.
And Stranger Things.
Now, I have a question for you. How do you think that your story makes the other ogres look?
Listen, F them. F them, all right? We're meant to be on our own. I don't want any ogre, or else I'll be capturing an ogre baby. That's easy, because no ogre moms even want their babies. They're like, get this thing out of here. Our parents are immediately disgusted by us, and we are forced to live in exile and do things like, you know, stay under bridges. I have a friend who just sits inside a tree and just comes out and eats children. This guy just... He's got these big teeth. He sits inside a tree, finds his way in, and he comes out, and the kids are like, oh, my God. And it's funny because they can't believe that it's happening. It's so fairy tale that they're just like, they almost like freeze and just kind of let it happen. This guy eats them. I don't like that. You know, I'm not into that. I'm not going to eat a kid. I just want to do a simple thing. I'm not evil, you know? Everybody should have someone to love and help them out with some freaking yard work and woods work. I want a treehouse. Safer. Much chiller.
I mean, I would maybe say that evil was on a spectrum. And you're not eating children, and for that I would commend you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to ruin one, but I'm not eating him.
I mean, a lot of people have ruined children. It doesn't take an ogre to ruin a child.
A tiny ogre.
Yeah, daddy was a rock and roll band. Or whatever, right? Maybe, you know, I'm just a rocker. Come on, late nights. Rocking it out. Me going and trying to steal other kids. That's my main thing.
So what's your next step? I mean, obviously this technique doesn't seem to be working for you.
Well, listen, I got 2 cubits by 8 cubits by 6 cubits of hay. I'm going to be cranking out gold. And, you know, when you spin straw into gold, you spin the straw and it turns into gold coins immediately. It's total magic. It's not like, doesn't look like straw. So you have to be like, this is, I guarantee, gold, you know, when you're trying to buy something. It's just coins.
You are very wealthy and you have very extravagant, extraordinary skills.
Listen, I want to say I am rich. Okay, I can spin straw into gold. Who knows?
But could you not hire some help?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe get a...
I'm trying to breed myself some help. Did you not get it? I'm trying to breed myself. I'm trying to
get
a baby.
A tile roof?
A tile roof?
A contractor to put in a tile roof.
I don't want that Spanish feel. This is deep woods.
Had you ever thought about just buying a baby?
Buy a baby?
Yeah.
Listen, if I keep working on my magic, I'm going to be able to build a baby. You go to the stream, say some prayers, get some mud. You build this altar, right? It's out of wood and sticks and rocks and everything. And then you put the mud into the shape of a baby, put some thatches on it and like give it eyes and stuff like that. And you say a bunch of prayers and then you have to sacrifice an animal on top of it. You have to sacrifice some valuable animal, like an animal you could eat, like a goat. Pour the blood all over it. And then in the morning, it will be cradling your face. The little baby.
Would you ever consider sacrificing your donkey?
That's the catch-22 of my life. Because I want these kids, but I gotta sacrifice an animal that's valuable. That's the donkey, right? You'd think. But then, who's gonna nurse the kids? This is a donkey with tits.
Can I go back to when you said that the baby would be cradling your face?
Well, that's how you wake up. It's in the DNA of the spell. If you could change the spell, some of the wording, it might be, you know, in a little bassinet. Or something like that. But no, it's like cradling your face and you have to peel it off and then raise it up and then it does your work. Or maybe, you know what? I bet I could make a big kid out of, like a man out of mud, but then it might skip to being baby stupid but large, and that's when that thing can do damage. Baby brain, adult body. That's a problemo.
Okay, you know? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Oh, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Would you ever consider dating Rumpelstiltskin, not just giving him your baby, but also perhaps leaving the king and living as husband and wife with a halfling ogre?
Giving him not only your baby, but your heart.
It is interesting you ask. It's crossed my mind. Maybe not give him my heart, but give him my body. I look at him and I think he would be a very dynamic lover, and that intrigues me. My husband is no longer capable of performing in that kind of way, and I do miss it. I suspect he has a very large, throbbing dick.
Children, they say, are a miracle. For Queen Dolores, parenthood has become its own curse, raising a child who will never be able to love bread as much as she.
For Rumpelstiltskin, he too is cursed. His burden is to wander the realm seeking a child of his own, but nothing he can do, mud spells or otherwise, will ever make him a father.
Even if you can spin straw into gold coins, it can't buy you love, companionship, or even common sense.
Little Prince Friedrich, saved from a life of servitude to a halfling ogre and born into royalty, still yearns for the affection of his mother and grandfather.
After our interview with the queen, we learn that the prince has finally spoken his first words. His first royal decree? Sopranos.
Like ogre, like son.
Truly a blended family.
This episode of The Grim Life was created by Siobhan Thompson and Anna Rubinova. It was edited by Adam Bozarth and Anna Rubinova.
Say My Name featured John Daly as Rumpelstiltskin and Dawn Luby as Queen Dolores. The Grim Life is a left-handed radio quality product, a Howl original, and a production of Midroll Media.
Hello, it's the Sisters Grimm. Thank you so much for listening to our show on Howl.
Check back next week for the next episode.
But in the meantime, there is a lot of other stuff on here that we think that you would like.
Such as The Mysterious Secrets of Uncle Bertie's Botanarium.
A ridiculously funny show starring Jemaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords.
In it, he plays a ship commander on a mission to find a plant known to be the very source of pleasure in the world. Which I think is just called marijuana.
Or check out Fruit from Issa Rae. Fruit is about a pro football player named X on a journey of self-discovery and sexual exploration, both on and off the field.
And then it says ad lib here, but I don't know what that means.
Uncle Bertie and Fruit are only available right here on Howl Premium. Check them out today.